Okay, so shall we proceed? So find yourself in a comfortable space. Allow yourself to relax. So just take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Fill your lungs completely with oxygen. So again, breathe in through your nose. Fill your lungs to capacity and then breathe out through your mouth. And just continue to do that. So now signaling to that spiritual conscious awareness that we're coming online. Spiritually, we're changing our frequency, the breathing in through our nose and exhaling through our mouth. And now just put the thought out to your own spirit guides that you would like them to come closer, to connect in a positive way, working for your highest good and the highest good of humanity in this short meditation. So now just bring your focus and your awareness to yourself, into your mind. Imagine going backwards through your eyes. Instead of looking outwards, look inwards. So go in to your eyes, into your conscious awareness, into the conscious space that's inside yourself. And now just lock on to your thought process. Notice the thoughts that are coming in. Let them go out. You can hear noises around you. You can hear noises outside. You do not need to be in a peaceful place to do this meditation. And now just put a thought out to ground yourself. And you can see grounding roots that leave the bottoms of your feet. They spread out on the soil in front of you, like a tree showing its root system. You can see huge, big, thick, vibrant, strong roots. And now push them down into the center of Mother Earth, connecting you to the core of the planet's spiritual, energetic connection. You can already pull the feel, and the feet are pulling downwards. You feel this connection, you feel the pull of Mother Earth pulling you down, grounding all of your energy. Now you just bring your conscious awareness to your heart center. Allow your heart chakra to open like a doorway that opens on its own. And as it does so, you see a bright white light illuminate that chakra. And that white light moves down through your chest, your solar plexus chakra, your sacral chakra, and your root chakra at the same time, opening them like doorways. Lights expanding, filling the space, bright white lights. And then push that light down through the tops of your legs, down past your knees, down into your feet, down into the center of Mother Earth. Clearing your field, pushing away negative, stale, stagnant energy that you've picked up during the week. Now bring your conscious awareness to your crown, at the top of your head, and see a white light leaving your crown chakra, connecting you to core conscious awareness, a high frequency field. Not a deity, it's not an energy, it's not an entity, it's a vibration, a frequency of core conscious awareness that's positive. And they take that white light from that field and bring it down through your head, see it leaving your third eye chakra as it opens that chakra. That light cascades down to your throat chakra. You open your mouth and you can see that light leaving your throat, cleansing and clearing your field. And see that bright white light move down through the tops of your arms, leaving the ends of your fingertips, as again you're illuminating your spiritual self, you're changing your frequency, We're pushing out negative, stale energy. And now see that white light move down through the top of your body, back to your heart center. Again, exploding from that heart chakra. Clearing the top half of your field of your energy, connecting you to core conscious awareness at the same time. This is you now connected top and bottom, connected to Mother Earth, connected to core conscious energy. And now you see a bubble of white light. This is your bubble, your frequency, your protected space. To see a doorway that opens in that bubble, step through, close the door behind you. This is your protected space. This is where you can go to sleep. This is where you can come if you feel anxiety, negativity, fear. If you feel angry, depressed, bring this bubble up in your mind, step through and close that door. And then put the thought out to your guides. Hear negative interference from your field. Now just bring an image up of a person that's you. Just look at that image for a moment. Look at your hair. Look at your eye colour. Look at your face. Look at your body. And now dress yourselves in the clothes that are your most favourite clothing. The clothing that you feel good in. Clothing that makes you feel positive, smart. You like yourself in your best dress clothes. Look at your shoes. Then adorn yourself with other things that you like. Maybe lipstick, maybe bags. See yourself in the most positive way and love yourself. This is who you are. This is how you love yourself. This is the image that you like. The image you portray as part of your play. This is who you have chosen to be. Now see that person and spin them in your mind. To view them from the back, view them from the front, view yourself from the sides, and just look at the image that we're building of you, the most positive image. This can be you, the thinnest that you've ever been, the biggest that you've ever been, the tallest or the smallest that you've ever been. Build this image of you that you love and like. And now see that person start to walk forward. And as you start to walk forward, you see a golden flame of light around a circle spinning. Start to walk through that flame of light. And as you walk through, you see your clothing disappears. You see your form, your physical form also disappears. And what's left on the other side of that glowing flame of light is your conscious awareness, your energy, your cells, your field. There is no physical form. This is what happens when you pass. You leave behind the physical body and you just have your spiritual energy and your conscious awareness. This is who you really are. Form makes no difference. This is how you feel. When you lose your physical body, you feel the same. The physical body is not you. That representation of that wonderful person is not you. It's who you thought you were, but it's not who you are. You're a spiritual light worker of power here to change the vibrations of the planet, to work positively. Change your friends, your family, people you work with, acquaintances, people you meet in stores and shops. Smile. Laugh. Maybe a sneaky wink at ones you really like. You can change other people's feelings, thoughts and emotions by being the best version of you. But the physical body is not that. So just think today, how will you change people you meet? Laugh. Laughter is contagious. Laughter is the most contagious thing on the planet because it opens your heart chakra. And this is why we say, laugh every day. So find something to laugh about. When you're out and about, do funny things that make people laugh. It changes you and it changes the people you interact with. So now just bring your conscious awareness back to that bubble of light. See yourself as a connected spiritual light worker Step into your wetsuit. Put your legs in the leg holes, your arms in the arm holes, and do that wetsuit up on the top of your legs, your throat, and then put the hat up over your head, protecting your chakra system, protecting your energy field. And now take your invisibility cloak that we use every week. Step into that cloak. Put your arms in the armholes at one side, up over your shoulder. Allow the hood drop down past your face. This moves you into an invisible, protected, sovereign frequency. Other energies and entities will no longer see you on the astral. This is you in protected space, claiming your invisibility as a light worker, the one that's here to invoke change. So now just bring your conscious awareness back to the room that you're in. Move your hands and your feet, and when you're ready, open your eyes.